Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Jesus, I do now receive him. More than all in him I find, he had granted me forgiveness. I am his and he is mine. Hallelujah. What a savior. Hallelujah. What a friend. Saving, helping, keeping, loving. He is with me to the end. Peter, where are you? All you need to do is make it to Galilee. Jesus wants to meet with you there. Yes, Peter, you have denied the Lord. All these steps you have taken, you're walking far back behind. But Jesus wants to meet you there. Notice, Peter has promised the Lord so much, is now missing from his side and having fellowship with the wrong crowd, the world. One who once walked with you, now walked away from you and is involved doing the wrong thing. God. And we said, whatsoever we do, we should do it all to the glory. Peter's missing from this. He is with the wrong crowd, and Peter's now back in the war. Warming himself, no doubt listening to the conversations about Jesus. When you come to the place where you need the fire of the world to warm you, then you know you no longer has the fire of God and his word. Listen to the words of the psalmist in Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 to 6. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Yes, it is true. These are tough days. Yes, it is true. Things have changed. There's so much distraction out there now for the child of God. But this is not the time to lose your fire. The fire that the Lord has placed within you, this is not the time to lose your fire. So I say to you, get back close to God. Paul wrote to Timothy in his second letter in chapter 1 and verse 6 and 7, he says, wherefore, put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound mind. When he says stir up, he means fan the flames. I don't know if you ever was involved in cooking on the outside or roasting corn or barbecuing chicken and you got coals. After a little while, those coals, they have lost a lot of the heat and ash from burning, cover them. But if you were to stir those coals and let the ashes fall out and stir those coals and then fan those coals, if you got corn on the top of that, you would hear that corn propping. And if you got chicken there, you would smell that chicken barbecuing. Why? Because you have stirred up the coals. You have fanned the flame and it gets red hot again. There is something else I've noticed about Peter, though, and that is Peter compromised and Satan sifted him. I'm always trying my best to be careful when it comes to compromising. As I look at this, I see that Peter found himself sinking lower and lower until he hit the bottom. Jesus reminded him that he lacked change. Jesus knew that change would come. Only he can make that change for himself. The Lord could not bring that change. Only he could. Peter, who no doubt was still operating as Simon, who need to become Peter the Rock. Jesus already announced his name to be Cephas, Peter the Rock, but he must change from Simon old habits to become this rock. So we go back to Luke chapter 22. Verse 31 to 33, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan have desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. For I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I'm ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. Simon needed a conversion. He needed a character change. To convert is to be made suitable for a different use. It is to turn from sin and self and turn to God. Conversion is an act of man which he is unable to perform by divine grace. It is to turn around. It is to fully recover. It is to get it right. Many today are following, but many need to be converted. In the churches today, there are many followers, but many need to be converted, need to get it right, need to know what the Word of God says, need to obey the Word of God. Man is always wrong when what he says or does is contrary to what God says. The Lord told Peter that he will deny him, but he told the Lord, never, you are wrong. I know I won't. Could you imagine? Peter was supposed to be praying, not compromising. In chapter 22 of Luke, in verse 40, and when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. Peter, why are you not listening to the Lord? He said, pray that you enter not into temptation. Now, we may say, boy, Peter is a hardened fella. Don't beat up on Peter too much, because we sometimes do the same thing. We know what God says, and many times we understand what God says, and we even try to say something else. We say, we know that, but many promising believers are out in the world today because of flesh-led instead of spirit-led. Many are doing things that are not bringing glory to God because they are led by the flesh. What one thinks he could or would never do, that thing becomes so easy when the other steps are already taken by the man. Let me share with you. It was told Peter that he would deny the Lord. And Peter said, this will never happen. But notice how the flesh led him all the way until he comes to the final stage of denying the Lord. You could never have walked with Jesus and no one would ever recognize you. When one is backslidden, it is the worst place one can find him or herself, with the crowd, with the world. When you are with the world, you become so uncomfortable. Matter of fact, when you are backslidden and you're in church, you become uncomfortable. You become very uncomfortable among God's people when you're in their presence, and the world makes you uncomfortable in their presence. In verse number 56 to 60 of chapter 22, the scripture said, but a certain maid beheld him, and as he sat by the fire, notice where the maid saw him, in the wrong place, by the fire, and honestly looked upon him and said, this man was also with him. Peter was in the wrong place by their fire. As believers, we find ourselves in the wrong place, and people recognize us. The unbeliever knows how the believer should live, and when the believer is out of the will of God, the unbeliever knows that. So when she said, he was also with him, the Bible said in verse 57, he denied, saying, woman, I know him not. Peter said, he knows nothing about Jesus to be accepted by the crowd, but the crowd is not comfortable with him knowing that he doesn't belong to them. Wow. My time is up. I'll be back next morning to dive in a little deeper and give you a little more of this. Lord, thank you for your word. God, help us. None of us are better than Peter. We all make the same mistakes, dear God, at times, allowing the flesh to lead. And God, it has been leading for so long. And it's this battle, it fights against the spirit, and the spirit lusted against the flesh, wanting to have the person who you died for. And God, depends on who we feed, wins the battle. So help us to feed the spirit. Help us to give ourselves to your spirit and live for you. Have your way for the one, Lord, that you're calling at that meeting place. May he or she hear and surrender. before it's too late, in Jesus' name. Amen.